KFIZ News Time, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Thursday morning, 15th day of July of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Glad to be joined by Division Chief of Fire Prevention for Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Garth Schumacher. How's it going, sir?
Good. Good morning, Spencer.
Thanks for stopping by. Had you in a couple weeks back to talk all things fireworks, and for the most part, it sounds like everything was A-OK for 4th of July?
Yeah, it all went well, thankfully. Waiting out by the fireworks over at Lakeside Park, you saw a lot of stuff going up in the air that probably shouldn't have been, but we didn't. We had a fairly quiet day, so that was good. And the fireworks at the park went very well as well.
Yeah, I was telling you off the air from where we live up in North Fond du Lac, we get to see the fireworks at Lakeside Park, but then all the others that might be legal, might not be so legal, but I don't think there were any, major injuries or serious issues caused by any fireworks, whether legal or illegal, this year, were there?
Nope, I didn't hear of anything, not in our area at least, that was anything major. The only issues we had were, it's not even an issue, it was questions on the fireworks display.
Yeah.
Because they had a explosion at the end that was completely choreographed. They knew it was coming. They just waited like 15 or 20 seconds for that awe factor, and that's exactly what they achieved.
So hopefully people didn't pack up and start packing their chairs and start walking to their car, because they probably missed a good ending, right?
Exactly. They would have missed a good ending. It was a big fireball.
That's good to hear that everything went well, obviously. There's a lot of work that's being done over the summer, and we talked last time about, making sure people are having fun safely. And one of the big things you guys do is a lot of outreach stuff. I know this is part of that outreach work, but the fair is going on this week, and you guys are actually going to be out there at the fair today, right?
Yep, today at 12:45, scheduled to land the helicopter from Waukesha area.
Okay.
So that people can view that, and we're going to have a fire engine out there for the same purpose, so people can interact with us, and if they have questions, we can answer them. Maybe bring their kids by and get a fire helmet or a badge or something like that.
Very cool. And that's a big part of what you guys do at the fire department, obviously. There's the whole firefighting aspect, the EMS aspect of it too, but just being able to interact with the community, that's pretty cool from your perspective.
Exactly.
As a division chief, to just have people come up, and maybe it's kids that, they've always wanted to meet a firefighter, and they get to see you at the fair for the first time. That has to be a pretty cool experience for you.
It is, absolutely. And outreach is one of the big things we like to do. We don't want to be meeting people for the first time on their worst day of their life. It's nice to, you get out in the community, you are part of the community, to get out, meet the people, interact, so that when they do have to call us, maybe they've met us before. Maybe they've, interacted with us before, and it's a little more comforting in their, probably the worst day of their life,
Yeah. Well, when you're dealing with a house fire or, a injury crash or whatever, whatever scenario might be, like you said, it's not a good experience. But if they recognize someone that they met at a community event, so whether it's a Walleye weekend or a fair, or I know you guys have National Night Out with the PD coming up too, police department too, that it's all at least making things a little bit better.
Exactly.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything else? Any other coming summer things that fire department's working on when it comes to not necessarily outreach, but safety initiatives you're working on here this summer? I know, frankly, you guys have been busy. You've become kind of a animal planet almost for the last couple days.
Right.
You had just something this morning with a dog rescue in the river.
Yeah. As far as outreach goes, we'll have things coming down, kind of hit or miss depending on what's going on, the trend. So we'll have things you'll see during the rest of the summer. Hopefully we can open up an open house here in the fall. We'll see where we're at with the COVID. But yeah, the dog rescue this morning, I just had walked into work and sat down to check email and daily routine, morning routine, and that came out. I'm like, well, I'm going to go and see what's going on. Guy was walking his dog, and the dog got off the leash somehow, and apparently he tried to grab the dog, and the dog said, you're not catching me. And he couldn't, because the dog jumped, and that's, if you've ever been to that part of the river, it's probably a good 8 or more foot drop. So it jumped into the river and by Forest and Macy, and we ended up rescuing it by Division and Macy about a half an hour later.
Okay.
So he had tried getting it for a little bit, and it ended up swimming all the way down to Division and Macy. Well, our guys got in their life jackets and put a ladder down and were able to coax the dog over. So we ended up getting it out. It was cold and shivering, and you could tell it was tired. Mm-hmm. So it was good. We like the animal planet rescues. You know, it really is a feel good story. I mean, even if it's ducklings or whatever, we like doing it. I like seeing that, especially the owners after you. Because you never know what an animal's going to, it can happen to anybody.
If anybody's had dogs out there, the moment dog sniffs water, they're like, oh, I got to go in.
Exactly.
We've had huskies that do that, and friends have had, labs and German shepherds and whatever that see the water, start whining and barking and just want to go in. But the video for folks listening is on Facebook if you want to check it out. Watching it right now is terrible radio, but it's on Facebook. You could see the dog getting rescued and, like you said, kind of a heartwarming story, a feel-good kind of story to know that you help save someone's pet.
Absolutely. Any positive outcome is welcomed by us, that's for sure.
How many duckling rescues do you guys do on yearly basis?
I'd have to look at
over
the numbers.
Under 10.
I think last year and the year before we were tied at 17.
Wow.
I think usually 14 or 17. I have a hazy memory on it, but it's usually in the teens. And
sure. That's
another one. It's funny because you almost wonder if some of these ducks have a memory, because the one that we got at Forest and Macy, and I think we rescued 8 ducklings, and she stood right next to us, like looking at us and quacking. And then it happened again across the street, and I think the same duck. But you wonder if they get a memory, like if they had a cell phone under their wing, they'd call the fire department and, hey, come get my ducks went down the drain again. So it's always entertaining, and it's positive outcome, so
sure. It's
always welcomed.
Yeah, it's, not your everyday, kind of thing. You're used to rescuing people and rescuing people from fires and crashes and falls and winter-related injuries and stuff like that. And, sometimes the ducks need attention, too.
Yes, they do.
We've got, obviously all the marshy areas around here and Lakeside Park and all the ducks that are around. We have ducks in our pond at our apartment complex, and, keep the little ducks safe, too.
So exactly.
There you go. Anything else going on, fire and rescue? Any safety initiatives you want people to be aware of here as we wrap up July?
Just keep doing what you're doing. When you're grilling outside, keep watching over those grills. Don't do it on second floor balconies. Keep it away from siding and garages, and just have fun out there. Be safe. Think safety first. And fair's going on right now, so there's a lot of fun things to do. Be safe when you're doing it. Think ahead. Think about what you're doing, how you're going to drive home, how you're going to get home, that kind of stuff.
Very good. Garth, thanks for the time as always. We'll see you next month.
You bet, Spencer. Thank you.
Garth Schumacher from Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue joining us here on KFIZ. It's 10:18. More coming up.